broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman. Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health. A show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, welcome tonight. It's me, Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach. And if you've been here before, then I thank you for being a frequent listener of the show. And if you're new here, just know that you're amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations that will motivate you to change or continue on your own health journey with confidence. So tonight, we have a local business owner, new business owner actually, Rachel Edson is with us, and she is about to launch a fitness business in Cullman called Elevate. Welcome, Rachel.
Hey, Sandy. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. I am excited to see in Cullman so many things that are starting to be focused on health.
This is a really small town. I've seen this all over Facebook, so now I'm interested too.
Are you? Well, good. That's great, especially because of the location, Jay. You'll probably be seeing it. So you want to tell everybody, let's tell everybody where it's going to be.
Yeah, I guess you were alluding to the fact that we're next door to Dutchess Donuts and also Brothers, which makes it easy to spot if you are going for a treat in the morning or after work for happy hour.
Yes, so you're right in between.
Yes.
Okay, great. And so one of the things that I...
Well played, I might add. Well played.
Jay and I have this little taunting thing going on.
Really?
Just
well,
a little.
Health is about balance. And
yes.
If you're getting your exercise and your fitness in, it's okay to have a little reward.
Once in a while. Yeah.
Which is why you have to walk from Dutchess Donuts and walk. Okay, I'm going to be quiet. Go back to my little corner.
But I always, see, I have basically my whole life, my whole goal has been to lose weight. And I never really knew how much health had a play in that because my focus was just to always be slimmer.
Okay.
But now I know. Now I know that it's a whole lifestyle and there's so many things that go into it. And so I'm always now interested in talking to people and finding out about, for instance, you, I'm really interested in finding out how did you come to be able to have the desire to open up a business like this?
So Elevate is a bar and yoga fitness studio. It's very different from a typical gym. So like when you think about a gym, you're probably thinking of a large space, a lot of equipment, heavy weights. The heaviest weight in our gym is 3 pounds. So it's more like a dance studio. The classes that we offer are primarily bar and dance related. Think Pilates style. And we also have yoga classes. So we're focused on dance inspired, a lot of core strength. Everything uses your own body weight to build strength, to build endurance. What you could expect results-wise would be weight loss and a much leaner, more, I guess, toned and lengthened physique is what you would get from us, as opposed to maybe a workout program that might be focused on bulking up or building big strength. This is longer, leaner muscles.
Great, great. And so how did you come to learn about the bar workouts?
I was living in Huntsville and had some mutual friends with two girls in particular who were bringing bar to Huntsville. And we got together and they trained me in a technique that is a mix of the yoga, Pilates, and dance, and taught at that studio for almost 5 years. And then when I moved to Coleman, I do other things. I thought I'd be fine without doing the bar. Even though I loved it, I thought, well, I can run and I'll do other classes. And it was about 6 months, and I recognized that I looked different, I felt different, and knew I had to find a way to keep doing this.
To get it back into your life.
Yes. And I desperately missed the community. So, again, it's a lot smaller. A typical class size is going to be 10 to 20 people, and you get to know those people really well. And so you have this kind of instant community. It's almost all women. And it's women who are all working towards a goal that kind of brings out their best self. So it's a really nice time of spending with people that are pursuing a common goal. Health is important to them, and it's a nice hour. It's not just work. It's also kind of a getaway.
Yeah. Yeah. And a battery charge, it sounds like, too.
Yes.
Great. So before you started in Huntsville, were you interested in health before your friends kind of raffled you to come and join them?
Yes. I was a runner, and right before I went into bar training, I had just completed this goal for the year that I was going to run a certain number of miles for the year. And it was this with this track club, and if you ran 1,200 miles, you got a jacket. So I ran a certain number of miles every week, and I thought, well, if I can run 1,200 miles in a year, then this bar thing is going to be easy. And it was not easy. It was very humbling. But I was also with folks that's very encouraging, and very glad that I did it. I thought it paid back tenfold what I put in.
Great. That is really good. I love what you said, too, about community, because that's what I have found has been so important on my journey to getting healthier and staying healthier. And I tell people all the time, support's great, but you have to have that right kind of support, because it's really, sometimes it's easy to find support the other direction of not getting out and not making the healthy choice and all that. So it sounds like you've got some good things that are about to start going on down there.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. So tell us about are you open now?
Not yet. Our website is up, and you can start registering for classes online. Our first class will be on Saturday morning at 9:00 in the morning. And then our full schedule is on our website, but we're offering classes throughout the day. We've got about 20 classes a week. Half of them are bar. About a quarter of the classes are yoga, and the rest is this fun little mix called Paloxing Bar.
Ooh, okay.
And that is a bar class that incorporates boxing. And it sounds like it's a crazy combination, but when you look at the training that a boxer does and the training that a dancer does, they both focus a lot on their core. So a boxer doesn't throw a punch with just their nice, strong biceps. They're throwing their entire body behind it. They're using abs. They're using their legs. They're turning their whole body. Well, that's what dancers spend their time working on also. So it's actually a really beautiful fusion of core work, and you get this real sense of power from throwing in that boxing. So you're combining the grace of dance and the power of boxing. And so that's a very fun class where you're going to sweat a lot more than your traditional bar, but you get a little extra kick for that. And we're the first ones in Alabama to have Paloxing Bar.
Wow, that's awesome. That's really great. I love when we get a little trendsetter here, so that's really good. Do you think that learning the techniques that one could learn in that class would help them? Let's just say, you know, you had an intruder. Could it also kind of teach you a little self-defense, do you think?
I do think it has taught me how to throw a proper punch.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not really self-defense related, the way, like, I don't know, Krav Maga and some of that stuff might be, but...
But are you telling us that you've hurt people? No, I'm just kidding.
I'd have to talk to my attorney about that. But no, it'll teach you to throw a proper punch. Yeah, it'll do that.
That's not, hey, that's not a bad skill to have, for sure.
Hopefully one you never need, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to start the first classes this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you said... is that mostly women? So does yes. that mean that men can come?
Sure. I think that the focus of the bar class is probably something that women are looking for and more concerned with. So in every bar class, we work total body.
Okay.
But we really focus on thighs. We have a leg section and then the back body. We call it seat. And we spend a lot of time on abs and core. We have a warm-up at the beginning that I think is the hardest part of class, and that's where we do some light weight work with those, you know, really heavy 3-pound weights I told you about.
Yes.
But everything we're doing is high repetitions of small movements. So those 3-pound weights get really heavy, especially if you're doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what we do is... similar to yoga in that you find a hold, or in yoga you would call it a pose. And that pose is work in and of itself, just holding that. But then we add to it the movements to kind of keep you entertained, burn a little extra calories. And so we're trying to work each muscle group to fatigue, overload. Mm-hmm. So that's that point where your muscle kind of gets twitchy and shaky.
Yeah.
So your goal for each section is to reach that, and then we take time to stretch it out and lengthen and increase flexibility. So we're going from one muscle group to the next, overloading, stretching out, so that by the time it's over, you have fully fatigued your entire body.
Ah, so then how long would you say that it takes that someone is able to start to notice once they get some consistency going?
Yeah, most women are going to see changes that they like in 8 to 10 classes. For most people, the first thing they notice is changes in their arms and shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Waist is also a quick one because we do so much core work, often training how to carry your posture and learn how to cinch in from those core muscles makes a big difference for people.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Rachel Edson from the new fitness. Is it a fitness center? Is that what?
It's a studio.
A fitness
Elevate
studio.
Fitness studio.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. So you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right?
Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
So I usually play your show opening again, but oh well. Just go ahead and continue.
Well, thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
So I'm here with Rachel Edson of Elevate, and she's about to open her fitness studio here in Cullman, and she is right in between Brothers and the Duchess Bakery. And you want to throw out that address?
It's 220 First Avenue Southeast.
Okay, great. Right downtown Cullman.
Yes, that's right.
Great spot. So, when in respects to, I know that one of the things that we briefly talked about today is that you're a mom.
Yes, I have a 7-month-old little boy.
Wow, so itty-bitty, little tiny.
Oh, he's a chunk. He does not do bar at Elevate.
No. Now, are kids something that could come, or is this more like mom gets to come and just really have her own time?
This is mom's time to recharge, for sure. We've got a really nice, quiet vibe, and I think moms will really like it as a place to go get a little me time.
Great. Yeah, hey, that is something that I think they need, for sure. Absolutely. I got Big D poking his head in here. So let's talk a little bit. So it sounds like you and your studio have the whole fitness part of a healthy lifestyle covered. Is there anything that you guys are gonna do you guys talk about any kind of suggested way of eating or anything like that? Or is that pretty much up to the individual?
I would probably confess that personally I'm one of those folks that would work out extra to earn my treats. What is it? Some folks say I exercise because I like to eat.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a little bit of that. But no, we're focused on providing the space and community for someone to exercise and to love exercising. Mm-hmm. I think that while that's only part of a healthy lifestyle, it's a really important part of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the most effective exercise is the one that you enjoy doing. And if you can create a part of your schedule or lifestyle where that's something that you want to do, that's where people see lasting changes.
So
I hope that we can do that in a way that folks not only see changes, but they get to keep those changes and maintain those changes.
So have you already been able to get some members?
Well, you know, social media is a funny thing. It seems to create like a flurry of interest. And since we haven't opened our doors yet, we'll see what materializes in terms of likes to clients. But we have had several people sign up, and that's been very encouraging. And hoping that we'll have a packed house on Saturday.
So I do have a question about the workout itself. When I think of going to a regular gym and there's something like an exercise class, they usually have really hip hop type music going on. Now, is that something that they're going to find at your studio?
So I think there's a misconception that bar exercise would be classical music, like classical ballet. Our class is very musically driven, and it's pretty fast-paced. You would expect a lot of like your top 40 type popular songs you might hear on the radio. It's going to be motivating and a little quicker than a classical ballet class.
Okay, great. And then can people, do they have an opportunity to try it?
Absolutely.
How does that work?
Yeah, so first class is always free. And we've got some really good new member specials going right now. A monthly membership runs about $100, but your first month is $75, and we're running some founder specials right now for the people who want to bet on us and get us started and sign up for 6 months. They get a 20% discount, so they get $80 a month. And they get T-shirts, grip socks, and discounts on retail. We've got some really pretty yoga wear and clothing and things. So they'll get a discount on all of that for the duration of their six-month contract.
Nice. And then is it just it's one class of their choice?
No, that's unlimited monthly classes. So they could come every day if they wanted.
Well, the free class, though.
The free class is one, yes. You could do any of the classes that we offer.
Okay. So even if you wanted to come and try Paloxing.
Absolutely.
That could be your freebie.
That could be your freebie.
Okay.
So one of the things that we use for Paloxing is these little gloves, like boxing gloves, and they've got little half-pound weights in them. And so the entire class, you're wearing your weights. And those half pounds get pretty darn heavy about 45 minutes in. Another thing that's like equipment-wise sets us apart or a little different is that in Paloxing, in yoga, and in bar, you do not wear shoes. So it's recommended that the socks with the little grips on the bottom keep you from sliding, but you can do barefoot. But there's no shoes in the studio.
Okay.
So that's one thing, you kind of take off your shoes and take off your outside stress and go to the bar, go to the mat.
Just go in and let go.
Yeah, that's a good way to think of it.
Well, one of the things that I had read was about a particular shirt, and I was, is it a shirt that you guys sell?
Oh, the Donut Ever Give Up shirt.
Yes.
Yes.
Donut. That's a crack up. I read that in the Coleman Times today, and I thought that's pretty clever.
Well, I figure.
So is that inspired just because of where you are?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. That was kind of a last-minute call to the T-shirt folks. Hey, have you printed those yet? We'd like to put donuts on some of them. So they were very kind to do that for us.
That's a good.
CNC graphics.
Okay, cool. Good. Yeah, they're great, and they're pretty close to you, too.
They are.
Is that Scotty down there? Nice. Well, are you excited?
Very excited, yes. I know I felt like this was something I missed in the Coleman community, and I think it's something that they will very much enjoy. I don't know they miss it yet.
Yeah, they're going to find out, though.
Yeah.
That's really good. Do you have anything else that you would like to let people know?
I think that it can be intimidating to try something new and maybe even bar. But the coolest thing about it is that even though you may feel intimidated about it, no one else notices. Most of the stuff, you can stand right next to somebody who has been there for 100 classes, and you guys can both get a great workout. I can do this standing at the bar with my mom, and everything we're doing can be modified to make it a little more beginner friendly, or you can amp it up for a challenge. So it's nice to have that all in one class. So even if you think it's intimidating, you should try it out.
Yeah, great. And do you have some staff now? Do you have people that are going to help you be?
Yes, we do.
Teaching the classes.
So we have two other bar instructors, Morgan Moore and Rachel McPhillips, and we've got another Paloxing instructor, April Dooley, and we have two certified yoga instructors, Beverly Dodsey and Debbie Leopard.
Okay. So they're from here, because I know those names for sure. Okay.
Yes, that's our Elevate team.
Excellent. How fun. And now has your Huntsville support come down and checked it all out? And
Here and there. I hope that when we get started that we'll be able to do some more of that. So
good. Well, congratulations to you. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Sandy.
And I definitely am going to come try a class.
I love that.
I think Jay's coming with me. I'm pretty sure. And yeah, don't hold me to that one.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, I think it's cool. I think Coleman's ready. I know that that's one. That's just what I've found. Because I'm from California.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of times I'll come here. I've talked about things that haven't been here, and I kind of get funny looks.
Sure.
At first. One of the things that I do is laughter yoga. I'm a certified laughter yoga person. And I still get really funny looks from that. So, but good luck to you. I'm excited. I think that the more new things that come in that help people to reach to be better, mm-hmm. the better off we all are. Because when it's almost like when the tide rises, it rises for all of us.
Yes.
And I love that you're just going to be another piece of the healthy community here.
Yeah, so. We'd like to be. Yeah, our motto is reach higher and grow stronger.
Excellent. Yeah.
So I'm thinking through your offer here. I guess that would be about a mile and a half from the studio to your new place. About Dutch of Donuts. Yeah.
So oh, I could
probably walk that far, Sandy. Be fine.
You could. I'm just trying to think. Do we do, like, would Jay be better in a regular bar class or?
Oh, I think you might want to throw a few punches with Jay. Poloxing might be your thing.
Jay, oh my goodness. Yeah, we're going to get him there. I can feel it. Well, cool. Congratulations. And I think
the music's playing.
I think it's going to be great. So I look forward to seeing you again. And
thanks,
hopefully
Annie.
We'll check back in and see how it's going. And I'm going to spread the word for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thanks for joining. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are ready to make a decision about getting healthy, today's a great day to do that. And if you're looking for a path that can help you get there, reach out to me. You can always start by taking a fantastic well-being evaluation at path-changers.com. Have a great week and stay tuned for the Big D Radio Show. He's up next. You're listening to Live 95.